This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
As the debate over the carbon tax continues, there's lots of commentary pointing to the success of the BC carbon tax introduced 10 years ago. But you know what? I shake my head because so much of it is without mentioning the key point that all carbon tax revenue was offset by reduced individual and business income taxes. I mean, any government can add a new tax. Come on, they're good at it. The BC model was unique because the government made it revenue neutral, which mitigated the negative economic impact, which is why the BC NDP's decision last year to cancel the offsetting tax reductions is so important, especially in light of the latest report by the Parliamentary Budget Office, which estimates that the carbon tax is going to have to increase 255% to $102 a ton in order to meet Canada's commitment under the Paris Climate Accord. I mean, did you hear that? $102 a ton, which means an additional $4 billion plus in new tax revenue on top of the $1.5 billion that's already come out of the pockets of individuals and business. Quick example of what that means. Well, the increase to $102 per ton, which is, by the way, the lowest estimate I've seen, means that the carbon tax is going to add over 23 cents a liter to the price of gasoline, plus the additional federal GST. Now, keep in mind, that's the whole point of the carbon tax, to make gas prices so high they discourage driving. And it's not just gas prices that go up. So does home heating oil or the cost of airline tickets or all the other transportation, which will increase the cost of a myriad of other products. But discouraging the use of fossil fuel was also the goal of the original carbon tax, but with a massive difference. The government didn't want to reduce people's disposable income because of the carbon tax. The goal wasn't to increase government tax revenues. They didn't want BC businesses to be less competitive while having their profits erode because of the higher taxes. That's why there were offsetting tax reductions. And that's why the original carbon tax was a success. But in BC, the tax reductions are gone. And unlike other jurisdictions, there are no offsetting federal rebates either, which is why individuals and business are going to pay the highest carbon tax in the country in British Columbia. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.